But you shouldn't think that Davingstoke had a golden generation of footballers. In one match, the rival team scored, but the referee didn't allow the goal. In the next match, Davingstoke FC had to defend desperately the whole match, plus extra time, before winning on penalties. In the last match, the referee sent off two players from the other team. So it is probably fair to say that they were amazingly lucky. But who cares? They were in the final, and about to play last year's champions, Maidstone. The girls had to push through the crowd to get in. The stadium was already half full. Samantha stopped in front of the halfway line, looking for three empty seats. "Why don't we sit nearer the goal?" suggested Ethelfled. "So you can be near your brother, I mean." Natalia laughed, but Samantha was not surprised. "It's better if we stay here in the middle," she replied. "Remember, the goalkeepers change sides at half time." "Oh, do they?" Ethelfled knew nothing about football. She needed to learn quick. "Tell us who the players are," asked Natalia. "That's Bob the captain." "He's a bit too old and chunky to be a football player," commented Ethelfled. "I bet he's a really good player." "He's really bad," Samantha laughed. "But everybody in the team likes him, and he's always cheerful, so that's why he's the captain, and a captain has to play." "That's a strange sort of logic." "In fact, the only players who are good are Ayan and my brother. The rest are awful. We are only in the final because of Dean's saves." Samantha smiled. She was incredibly proud of her brother. They got on very well. "And Ayan?" exclaimed Natalia. "Where's Ayan? He scores all the goals." "He's not playing. He had to go out with the RNLI," Samantha replied calmly. "What? You know he is a lifeboat volunteer." "Well, we've got no chance now," answered Natalia sadly. "Let's try to enjoy the match. But if Ayan's not playing, forget it."